kapatid. Kahit litid mapatid, yo. Patawilin ang kabuluan, lalanguin ang karagatan. Liliparin ang kalangitan, tayo naman ang mamamastan. Na parang mga sining sa pader na nagniningning. Merong nagbe-breadness, merong DJ na nag-i-spin. Sabayan ang building na parang nang ating mga katawan. Hayaan lang mag-init, huwag masyadong makulit. Para walang magalit, maikli lang ang buhay. Kaya dapat sinusulit, huwag kang pipikit. Lakasan mo ang loob, tumayo ka dyan, please lang. Utang na loob, ilabas mo na kung sino ka. Huwag ka mag-iis, ikaw ay ang kamay. Sabay-sabay like this, ilihis ang paa, panay, panay. Let's kick it, bounce na labas, sabay-sabay. So sing it!
mag-alala, hindi ako in love sa'yo. Bakit ba pakiramdam mo pa yata lahat kami ay naaakit mo? Miss, miss, pakisigil lang please, ang iyong pagpapantasya. Hindi ka na nakakatuwa, papagutin na kita sa gwardyang may batuta. Ay, 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 ay. Hindi ko talaga mag-guess kung bakit ka ganyan. Ang feeling ko'y sabi sa iyo ang lahat ng kalalakihan. Sorry, pagpasensyahan mo na.
25 until 2 p.m. Balitang Pinoy, Showbiz Chika, at Music Biz Pa.
Tinig Pinoy every Saturday, only on 104.6 Planet FM.
And yes, another Saturday has come. Maraming marami na naman po tayong mga chikahan. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. At ito po si Cookie para po magbigay sa inyo ng isang oras. At kalahati na naman pong pagtatanghal sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM 104.6. So ano po bang mga pinagkakabisihan po natin sa mga oras na ito, mga kababayan? Siguro po sa inyo mayroong mga nagtatrabaho pa rin at this time, and of course hindi po natin maaalis sa ating mga kababayan yan, yung kasipagan ba na hindi ho tumitigil magtrabaho kahit na po weekend na. Talagang gustong-gusto pa natin magpagod. Pero alam nyo, hindi lang po kayo nag-iisa dyan. Marami po talagang mga tao. They just want to work and, you know, earn a lot of money for their families and friends. And, you know, I was just actually asked by a Kiwi person. At sinabi po sa akin, bakit daw ba, you know, mga Pilipino daw po wala nang ginawa kundi mag-send ng money sa bansa natin. Eh, ang sabi ko, kasi talagang mga by nature, matulungin po at ang mga Pilipino sa mga kamag-anak, sa kaibigan. And the other thing is, sabi ko, by nature, marami rin po tayong utang. Di po ba? Lahat, halos ng mga, let's say, mga umalis, merong mga utang na iniwan. Kasi nga, syempre, alam nyo naman, hindi naman po talaga madaling pumunta rito lang sa New Zealand ng ganun-ganun. It will involve a lot of money to get here, to get settled, and kung hindi pa ho nyo na-experience, eh syempre, kulang po talaga yung mga million-million nyo dyan, dahil kung million-million po ang peras nyo sa Pilipinas, pagdating nyo dito, ay hundreds of thousands na lang yan. And of course, lalo na po sa mga panahon na ito, alam po natin na medyo mahal na po lahat ng bilihin. Alam po natin na lahat po ay talagang obligasyon po nating gawin. Hindi tulad sa Pilipinas, di po ba, ang ating mga rental, for example, is by month. Dito po ay by weeks. So, yung mga deposit, ewan ko kung nag-deposit po tayo ng ano, sa Philippines or may mga bond. Pero otherwise, wala po akong alam na mga, you know, problema patungkol dun sa mga tao po sa atin sa Pilipinas, na kung paano po yung advance, yata meron sa atin advance, pero I doubt ko meron pong mga bond, kasi yung mga bond eh hindi ko po nare-realize yan ever na meron po tayong parang tenancy services sa ating bansa, diba? So like I said, hindi po talaga madali ang mag-migrate. I can just remember, it was like 1996 when we migrated dito sa New Zealand, and it wasn't really easy, pero mahirap lalo po para doon sa mga walang kamag-anak na pagdating po dito, they have to do everything. Although now, because of the internet, there was a lot of changes that has happened in terms of, dahil marami na po mga groups, like yung mga Filipino groups, Yahoo groups, and things like that, who could give up an idea on what to be ready with or what to expect. And even the banks now has got yung mga ganyan po na, you know, mga facility wherein they would give you a tip on how to actually move or go overseas, diba? So yung ano, yung mga iba kong dumarating ngayon, lalo na po with the weather, nako, I'm sure a lot of people are getting depressed, especially pag winter time kayo nang move na ulan ng ulan, and you're not quite sure if you really like to be in this country. Ganyan po yung experience ng karamihan, nagkiniginaw, nako, inuulan, and talagang yun na pag hindi ho nila na parang na-acclimatize yung sarili nila, parang niisip nila, uwi na ako, parang hindi ko kaya to, di ba? Pero hold on and just, you know, bear the little, you know, mga ano lang po yan, mga trials lang po yan. Challenges yan na nilipas after mga August. Kasi September po, spring na eh. So, wag mo kayong mawawala ng lakas ng loob. At panalig po kayo. May 3 months lang po lagi ang mga season. So, 3 months ng winter, 3 months ng summer, 3 months ng spring, and 3 months ng fall. So, kung naamutan niyo po, pagdating niyo rito ay winter time, don't worry about it. It'll get better. Pero kung kayo po ay hindi sanay sa pollen, naku, sa spring po, pwede kayong magkaroon ng hay fever or asthma. Kaya, like I said, hindi po talaga lahat all talagang glory ang paglipat sa ibang bansa. Pero kailangan lang po maging resilient and syempre patient, and you have to persevere because later on you would actually appreciate being in New Zealand. Kahit na po, ano pa hong mga naranasan link na pagdating niyo po dito sa bansa. Just like yung merong mga adjustments of, you know, homesickness. Yan ang unang-una po. Lalo na pag first Christmas nyo, nako, maninibago kayo. Pero mas better na po talaga yung mga Christmases dito ngayon, ha? Kung naabutan nyo po yung mga 1996, nako, super tahimik, super close na lahat, super walang dekorasyon sa mga mall. Pero at least ngayon, yung mga mall, nakikisabay na po sila. So, you are actually in luck dahil may mga nangyari na pong pagbabago sa New Zealand. And again, commercialize, of course. That's the main, you know, idea of what has happened in the last how many years? 22 years. So, dito naman po sa Tinig Pinoy, we try and make your afternoon a pleasurable one by giving you the lots of OPM na nabimiss nyo back home. And the other thing is, you know, mga chika-chika. Kaya lagi lang po kayang tumutok every Saturday po ang Tinig Pinoy. So, just here for all of you at isang oras at kalahati po magtatanghal ang Tinig Pinoy. And if you are actually wanting to shout out to friends or to make some announcement, something that could actually be worth sharing with the community, the number to call is 815-8100. Pero for now, I'd like to make you dance and enjoy the afternoon with this song. Medyo si Bayani ang Bayani po ang umawit. At pakinggan po natin siya with this Ocho Ocho, and you can do your dance, the Ocho Ocho dance. This goes to all our friends from West Auckland. Syempre po, kailangan nyo mag move para po hindi kayo ginawin. This is Ocho Ocho dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy on Planet FM. Works.
Astutri, asawa ni Marie. Araw, gabi, walang panty. One, two, three, asari. Araw, gabi, nasa party. Four, five, six, hanggang alas siete. Morning ng umuwi, tarik siya ng medyo ke. Oh, hanta ulit kayo! Pito-pito.
Shake it off. get some mindset. Strap yourself in, ready for the roller coaster ride. Bring you on the other side, making you see the broad horizon where the sun will rise. And you can go against the flow, be one of those who's in the know, the truth and the word that says to you, you can do all things when he's in you. Let go of the extra cargo. Time to get up and grow, bro. Stand up, stand firm, stand strong. Don't sit out and wait too long. Watch out now, the enemy is like a lion waiting for the opportunity to lie.
Pagmasdan ang dilim, unti-unting bumabalot sa buong paligid tuwing umuulan. Kasabay ng ulan, bumubuhos ang iyong ganda. Kasabay rin ng hanging kumakanta. Maribang huwag ka na, sa piling ko'y lumisan pa, hanggang ang hangitulay tumila na. Buhos na mulan, aking mundo'y lunuring tuluyan. Tulad ng pag-agos mo, di mapipigil ang puso kong nagliliyab. Pag-ibig ko'y umaapaw, damdamin sa tuwa. Mubulan na kapiling ka. Pagmasdan ang ulan, unti-unting tumitila. Ikaw rin magpapaalam na. Maribang minsan pa, mahakangkat maitulang yan pa, sa pibig at ulan lamang ang saksi. Minsan pa ulan bumuhos ka, huwag nang tumigil pa. Hatid mo may bagyo, dalangin ito ng puso kong sumasamo. Pag-ibig ko'y umaapaw, damdamin ko'y humihiyaw sa tuwa. Kapiling ka.
kakulang lamang ang saksi. Sa tuwa, tuwing kumulo
mundo, ibang tinig Pinoy.
And syempre po, bibigay ko po sa inyo ang mga latest na pagbabalita sa ating pong Tipids Balitang Pinoy coming up very very soon. And syempre po, pinapaalala ko lang po sa inyo na marami po tayong mga chika na magaganda na para sa inyong listening pleasure for this afternoon.
It's now time for our Balitang Pinoy.
At syempre po, ang ating Tipis Balitang Pinoy is brought to you by good friends from Planet Travel. Booking your flights 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. If you need to ring them, the number to call is 3771933 or 0800-111-131. Or better yet, just visit the website. It's www.planettravel.co.nz para po makakuha po kayo ng magagandang presyo ng mga pag Christmas bookings kung kayo may balak po umuwi sa ating bansa o kaya naman po ay kahit papunta lang po ng mga, you know, bakasyon na para kahit hindi pa ho Christmas ay makapunta kayo sa Manila. Meron pong mga return na 999, meron pong 1029 na or 899 return po yan, ha, hindi ako nagbibiro. Bisitahin niyo po yung website so that you can see all of this, and you can also visit them at 60C Alfriston Road at St. Manoriwa. At sa una po nating pagbabalita, ito po ang sinabi ng Department of Labor and Employment or DOLE is launching today the identification card na for millions of overseas Filipino workers. Labor Secretary Sylvester Bello III said that DOLE or the DOLE's identification card for OFWs is set to be launched in a very simple ceremony. Nangyari po yun nung Wednesday actually. And DOLE initially prepared 200 ID cards for the official launch of the new ID system. The government will be printing at least 4 million IDs to cover both active and inactive OFWs. And according to Bello, inactive OFWs just need to submit an old record of employment abroad in applying for an IDOLE or IDOLE. Kasi ID po yan eh. So they said they have to prepare at least 4 million cards to cover even those who are not working anymore in overseas, because when you become an OFW, you become an OFW permanently. That's what they said. For what purpose? Wala pa hong masyado kung nabasa tungkol dyan, pero I'm pretty sure there's a reason for that. Maybe, baka may pabuya. Mga kamukha nung sabi nila, pag nagtuturn 63 ba, 65 sa atin po, binibigyan ng 10,000 eh. So, maaaring merong gantimbala na naghihintay para po sa mga OFWs after some time, no? So, why not? If you want to have an ID, just go and, you know, contact the Department of Labor and Employment. At sa pangalawa pong pagharangin ni Buhay Party List Representative Lito Atchien sa Rawang Panukalang Dissolution of Marriage na isusulong ni House Speaker Pantaleon Alvarez. Ito ay dahil layunin lamang na nasabing panukala na sirain ang kasagraduhan ng kasal sa bansa, kaya pinayuhan ni Atchien sa si Speaker na maghinay-hinay at pag-isipan muna ang kanyang mga isusulong na panukala. Kapag ayaw na ng mag-asawa sa isa't isa, pwede nang maghiwalay agad. The genuine essence daw po ng marriage is totally removed from the intention of his bill, with the idea to make it easy for a couple to separate. Para bang mag-usap na lang kayo pag ayaw na, hiwalay na. Paano naman daw yung kontratang pinirmahan na ang testigo ay ang Panginoong Jesucristo ayon kay Atienza? Sa ilalim daw po ng dissolution of marriage ni Alvarez, mas mapapadali ang paghihiwalay ng mga mag-asawa kumpara sa annulment, dahil ang kailangan lamang ay ang pagsang-ayon ng dalawang panig para mapawalang visa ang kasal. Tiwala naman ang kongresista na hindi maipapasa ang ganitong uri ng panukala dahil siguradong maraming mga mambabatas ang naniniwala pa rin sa kasagraduhan ng kasal. Cebu Pacific, oh well, yan po ay another news pala, sorry. So, yan po ang sabi ni Tienza na tiwala naman daw nga ang kongresista na hindi maipapasa nga ang ganitong uri ng panukala dahil of course, naniniwala pa rin sila sa kasagraduhan nga daw po ng marriage. So hopefully, they would try and weigh things because dalawa ho ang, sa aking opinion, dalawang bagay po yan. Meron hong mga situation wherein, you know, talaga naman pong hindi na worth i-keep yung marriage, especially po kung marami pong naapektuhan. Pero, ang tanong naman dyan, I don't know how they are actually going through marriage these days. Kasi before, even we have, say, yung mga short, you know, short-term relationship and then nagpakasal or long-term relationship tapos nagpakasal. Meron pong naging successful na mga short-term na relationship and then they jump into marriage. Meron din naman pong long-term na hindi nag-succeed after some time. So, how do you actually weigh kung sasabihin mo na, oh, of course, marriage is sacred. And sinabi nga po, di ba, na kung ano yung pinagsama ng Diyos, huwag paghiwalayin ng tao. Pero kung talaga pong mayroong reason na mabibigat, I think yun po yung pinaka-ano dun eh, importante. Yung reason na mabigat para gawin mo yung separation. Dahil kung wala naman po talagang bearing, like, you know, nagkainisan lang for one day, I'm sure there are a lot of things or challenges like that within a marriage. Pero, you know, to really think about how and why you're gonna separate is another thing. Kaya, para po sa akin, wala pong hindi tama dyan kung ang nagdi-decide po ay yung mga taong apektado talaga. So, that's very, you know, wala po talagang, ano eh, parang one true rule or one set rule na pwede mong sabihin, ah, maghiwalay na dapat ganyan. Ah, hindi ganito. So, kanya-kanya pong, it's a case-to-case basis. That's the short, you know, explanation to that. Kung ano pa yung gusto ko sabihin. Case-to-case basis. Okay, so business news naman po. Cebu Pacific, the only low-cost carrier servicing Manila and Sydney in Australia, has captured the largest market share for both passenger and cargo en route as of April 2017 and wants to increase its flight frequencies to this destination. Data from Australia's Bureau of Infrastructure, Transport and Regional Economics show that CEB flew 16,441 passengers in April alone, representing 41.8% of the total market share for the Manila-Sydney route, the highest among the three carriers flying this route. This brings the total number of passengers flown by Cebu Pacific to 59,953, representing 41.7% of the market share. Its closest competitor, on the other hand, captured 33.5% market share. Load factor for Cebu Pacific for the Manila-Sydney route was at an average 80% for the first 4 months of 2017. Year-on-year, total passenger volume for the first 4 months of 2017 of all three carriers flying the Manila-Sydney route reached 143,765, up by 12% versus the 128,352 passengers flown in the same period in 2016. For cargo service between Manila and Sydney, Cebu Pacific captured 43.8% of market share of the total 789 tons carried in April of 2017. From January to April 2017, Cebu Pacific had 47.4% market share of the total 3,114 tons of cargo carried for that route. Total cargo volume for its first 4 months of 2017, however, is 30.6% lower than 2,128 tons carried in the comparable period last year. Since opening the Sydney route in 2014, they have contributed to the growth of trade and tourism between the Philippines and Australia through year-round low fares. Today, Sydney is one of our top international routes and bodes well for the future expansion plans in the Australian market. The Cebu Pacific offers the most number of seats between Manila and Sydney, operating up to 5 weekly non-stop services between Sydney and Manila, departing every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from Sydney at 11:35 in the morning and arriving Manila at 5:50 in the afternoon. The flights from Manila to Sydney, on the other hand, depart at 12:05 in the morning and arrive in Sydney at 10:05 in the morning. Recently, the airline expressed interest in increased frequency between Manila and Sydney, noting strong demand for this route. And currently, our peso exchange against the US dollars is 50 pesos and 67 centavos against the US buck. And it's around 35 pesos and 40 centavos against the New Zealand currency. So, yan po ang ating mga pag-uulat sa hapon ito. And syempre, may mga patalastas po tayo.
Usapan sa Auckland at sa ibang sulok ng New Zealand ang J.M. Butchery.
Bakit daw?
Dahil sa J.M. Butchery, bukod sa laging press kompaninda nilang karne, napakamura pa ng kanilang presyo.
Ganun ba?
Kompletong paninda nila. May baka, baboy, manok at iba pa. Licensed butcher din si Joel ng J.M. Butchery. Kaya't sigurado kang masarap ang kanilang longganisa, tosino at tapa. Kaya, punta na tayo sa 3 Bar 15 Manoroa Road na kanini.
Meron bang barbecue doon?
Pwede naman sa J.M. Butchery. Tawagan lang si Joel at Mena sa 299-3179.
Tayo na sa J.M. Butchery. J.M. Butchery, usap-usapan ng bayan, talagang number one!
Padala ng balikbayan box?
Kakaba sa iyong box na padala?
Mag-Transfix ka na! Sigurado at maaasahan, may monthly shipment pa sila.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Tumawag na sa 570-8986 o puntahan sa 52 Queens Road, Panmure para hindi ka na kakaba sa box na padala.
Transfix, balikbayan box forwarders.
Every Sabado, ibang tinig Pinoy.
It's now time for our Pinoy Showbiz.
At syempre po, ang pinakahihintay tungkol sa mga chika ng mga artista. And syempre, yung waging most beautiful na announcement kasi nanalo po si Daniel Padilla at si Catherine Bernardo ng most beautiful for 2017 ng Yes Magazine. Last year po, sina Alden Richards at Maine Mendoza ang mga nanalo. At nagkaroon nga po nung Tuesday night ng press launch ng Yes para sa magka-love team na talaga naman pong umahataw si Katniel sa La Luna Sangre sa ABS-CBN. Yan, sumisikat na naman lalo ang dalawang ito. Talagang di pa rin po namamatay ang Katniel fever. At sa mga iba pong pag-uulat, taloy-taloy po ito sa ating Music Buzz kasi tungkol po ito sa mga dagsang fans na ginanap ng The Edies Entertainment Editors Awards na pumuno po ito sa Kia Theater nung last Sunday pa po ito. The 2nd of July pa ho. And full force po daw yung Jadine fans, yung fans po ni Elmo Magalona and Janela Salvador, Kisses de Lavin and Michael Gallo, Julian Trono and Ella Cruz, Edward Barber and Maymay Entrata, at maging ang mga fans ni na Richard Gutierrez at Sara Labati. May mga dala pang mga banners pero may particular size syempre lang ipasok sa Kia Center o Kia Theater, kaya Yung iba po na naglalaki, yan talaga raw pong hindi na ipinapasok. Pero grabe daw po tilian talaga at nakakatuwa, hindi nagpatalo yung mga Noranians at Vilmanians na sumugod din po sa venue ng awards night. Tili rin daw po ng tili ang mga Vilmanians at Noranians. At isa pang nakakatuwa sa ibang fans, nag-effort silang mag-formal, ha? Hindi lang yun talagang t-shirt o chinelas, ha? Talagang as in, naka-forms, ja-forms talaga. Parang bumalik po yung mga panahon na nagbibihis yung fans para umattend ng awards night. Which is very good kasi they have to really improve and malay nyo, ma-discover sila during that night, di ba? Anyway, bukod na rin po sa mga nabanggit, naging presenters din sina Bella Padilla or the JC Santos na sa pelikulang Isang Daang Tula para kay Stella. Nakasali po sa pista ng pelikulang Pilipino to AJ Mulak, si PB Walker and Ali Kativi na mga bida sa pelikulang Double Barrel. At bukod sa mga nabanggit, naging presenters din ang dumalo din sa nasabing event ang FTCP Chairman na si Ms. Lisa Dino at si National Youth Commission Chair Isa Ziguera, Boots at Zanroa of Actors Guild at marami pang iba. Congratulations Society of the Philippine Entertainment Editor Speed for a successful night. Amazing list daw po ng nominees at very beautiful production. Kaya ang message ng Miss Dino na partner po ni Miss Isa Siguera. Ayun eh. So talaga pong hataw ang night na ito at napakarami pong mga siguradong nag-enjoy sa gabi na yon. Dahil nga po, alam niyo naman, hindi lang po mga artistang mga nakita nila doon, ha? Siyempre, ang mga presenters kasi naman ay enjoy na enjoy po yung mga tao dahil kompleto po ang rekado. Favorite nila ay nandoon, di ba? Mismong-mismo dahil may mga yung mga ibang guests like sila Martin Nevera, I'm sure kumanta rin po doon. At yung pong mga like sina Martin Nevera pagka siyempre nag-perform na yan ay nakakadagdag po sa tiliya ng tao. Diba? So may ilang awitin po akong hinanda pa para sa inyo. Siyempre, marami pong magagandang awitin mula po sa Freestyle, kay Jen Madela, kay Ogie Alcacin. So, tunghayan po ninyo sa mga susunod na oras. At po'y mangyayari in a few minutes after this.
From 12:25 till 2 p.m., Tinig Pinoy will bring you the latest news and information,
OPM hints, and all the ins and outs in the Filipino community.
Listen to your lively afternoon radio every Saturday.
It's all here on Planet FM 104.6.
So this time, I'd like to play a song called This Time. From Freestyle, dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy Planet FM 104.6.
Oh, I'm sorry, girl, for causing you much pain. Didn't mean to make you cry, make your efforts all in vain. I apologize for all the things I've done. You were lying.
This time
Bye. isa, nauubos ang mga palusot ko. Irog ako'y nagsisisi, huwag nang mapus. X-Man, ako ay magbabago. Pati ko ang kasalanan, patawad na hirap. Di ba tayo'y nagsumpa at tumong natin simba? Tapusin na natin ang mga
I really miss you. Rock my world, wanna touch you and kiss you. It's my fault, I never called you at home. I'm on the phone wishing you could call, I'm all alone. Is there a way for you to turn around and come back to me? I hope you'll understand that I'm your man, and together we can kiss and make up, cause you know I can't stand.
Cool summer nights since we've drifted apart. Cold summer nights since you walked out that door. Cold summer nights, ooh, here on my own. I miss you, babe, but I need you here. It's been cold summer nights since we've drifted apart. Drifted apart. Cold summer nights.
Balitang Pinoy,
Showbiz Chika, at Music Biz pa.
So join na kayo sa Tinig Pinoy 104.6 Planet FM.
Yes, happy happy birthday po sa lahat ng mga nagse-celebrate ng kanilang mga kaarawan. And syempre po, gusto ko po ring batiyan yung mga nag-celebrate ng birthdays, like sila Tita Annie, belated happy birthday, and to also to Dr. O, and also to our good friends like ang aking inaanak na si Justine, di ba? So Justin Macabasco, belated happy birthday. And to my comparing Nyoy, I don't know when he's celebrating his birthday, but I know he had a very long birthday as well. Maraming bumati earlier sa kanya. So parang Nyoy, maraming salamat at hindi mo ako naimbita sa inyong sa inyong celebration. Anyways, there's a very special lady who says actually celebrating her birthday tonight. So she celebrated her birthday sometime in June, pero she's 65 and she's celebrating it tonight. So happy happy birthday to Tita Remy Robinson, and wishing you the best tonight, and hoping that you'll have a wonderful wonderful time, and as you celebrate your birthday, only can wish you nothing but the best, kasi you've always been the best, Tita Rems, and we never say this too much or a lot of times or many times or frequently, but you know, ikaw yung talagang super ever since ay loyal na kaibigan. So maraming salamat sa friendship, and hoping that you'll have, you know, many more birthdays to come and graces to also enjoy. Of course, God's always been very generous, and He's blessed you with a good life. So carry on, and hoping that life will always treat you in the best way possible. So, kung ano man ng mga wishes mo, Tita Rems, sana ay matupad at sana ay maraming mga tao pa na iyo ding ma-bless. Yun eh. So, may mga mag-birthday po pa ho in the following day. We have a lot of friends like belated happy birthday to Robert Roque Jr. and also to my good friend, my classmate Julia C. To Stella Yanis, si Stella ng Ensalada ay nag-birthday din po. Si paring Nyoy ko nga inuulit ko. And of course to my good friend Rosel Junicio yesterday. Today also Michael Aries, Omega G-Smake, and Tito Glenn Alarcon, and to Che Santos, my pamangkin, and to Marinel Grace Pereira Sarmiento, to Father Carlo, to Kuya Rob Colo, to my very, very dear friend Ronald Honrado, advance happy birthday to you, to Mariela Lancy, to Bong Banal, advance happy birthday rin, to Jenna Hap, advance happy birthday din to sa iyo, to Butch Victoriano, to our other friends. Marami pa on chance to do that. So, I'll just, you know, greet you next time. Next Saturday. So, I barely have a few minutes to go. Marami pong salamat sa isang oras kalahati na naman na ibinahagi niyo po dito sa Tinig Pinoy. Hoping that we'll have another chance to be together sa susunod pong pagkatanghalan Tinig Pinoy sa Sabado po. Na same time, same dial dito po sa Planet FM, ang inyong Tinig Pinoy. So, ito po si Cookie, nagsasabi po ng isang magandang hapon at paalam na po sa inyo mga kababayan. At ito po ang aking very last song para po sa inyong lahat. I'm sure you would like this one. This is from Cheska Maris, our Australian great singer, originally from New Zealand. Dito lang po sa Tinig Pinoy. Ayan. Pakinggan niyo po siya. Paalam na po. Thank you and God bless you all.
Hey baby, baby, you said just wait and see. One of these days I'll be near. Just hold on tight, my dear. Cause I've been waiting for a while. And it felt like it was so long. But I know I want to be with you. Hold on a little longer, hoping that you'll hear this song. Can't wait to be right beside you. So you call me, 'cause I've been waiting for you. Time just passed me by, and my heart can't wait any longer. When are you gonna sweep me off my feet? Will it be now? Will it be now? 'Cause I was waiting for a while, and I know that it was so long. But I knew I wanted to be with you. I held on a little longer. Hey baby, you're listening to the song.